are listening to Real World News. The voices of the Global Day of Action for Climate Justice. Thousands of people marched Saturday in Durban, South Africa, at the Global Day of Action for Climate Justice. The demonstrators marched outside the International Convention Center, where the United Nations talks on climate change are taking place. Workers, peasants, environmentalists, landless communities, people affected by big transnational corporations, women and many other groups mobilized to demand climate justice. Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International highlighted that in order to achieve climate justice, industrialized nations need to drastically reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. They add that these countries should also provide funds to the Global South for adaptation and mitigation to climate change and clean technology that will enable the impoverished countries to develop sustainably. A second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol with legally binding drastic emission cuts was one of the key demands that came out of the march that lasted 4 hours. Real World Radio participated in the demonstration and interviewed several activists representative of the demonstrators. Ebriaridor Kenteve of Friends of the Earth Nigeria said that the demonstration's main demand was climate justice, and he said people's mobilized when access to natural resources is denied to them and their rights are violated.
From everything I see, from all discussions that I've heard different groups saying, they all want one thing, climate justice now. They also want climate justice now. I've seen placards of people saying, do not cook up Africa. I've seen placards of people, women cannot be underlined in the mainstream in the climate change issues. I've seen placards of everything. You know, so I think the bottom line of what has happened there is that the people of the world want climate justice. They are trying to defend their future by demanding for it. That is what has happened here today. The world is full of people, and the world is the world evolves around people. So if people are denied access to their natural resources, if people are denied access to their rights, if people are also denied access to basic amenities of life, then the people will rise up. And when they rise up, the 1% cannot stop them.
Emily Talle of the Land Access Movement of South Africa said the country should hear our voices as rural women because we are the most affected by climate change.
Those countries who refuse to sign, okay, who refused to sign the Kyoto Protocol, they should do so or else they are out of the global village. They should hear our voices as rural women because we are most affected by this climate change. They should sign. Those countries which refused before to sign the Kyoto Protocol to commit themselves now or else out. You ship in, you ship out. Then what we need also is that the Kyoto Protocol mustn't end in 2012. It must go beyond. It should be extended. And all the countries which are here, all 190-something countries, they should come to an agreement which is legally binding to them. And also these countries should be committed to help their communities. We have extremes, floods. I'm staying in a low felt area, but this time it's different. The weather patterns are not the same as before. We used to, by this time, we have sown, we have prepare the soil, and our plants are a bit 1 meter, you know, above the ground, and very green. But now nothing has happened. The soil is dry, and the rain comes, and then big storms come, hurricanes or tornadoes take roofs away, toilets are collapsing due to the water that is underground. No climate justice without gender justice.
Thomas Nguni of the Greater Middelburg Residents Association, South Africa, said that the demonstrators aim to show the South African government, the World Bank, and all the governments of all over the world that the people want a decision on climate change and that they want it now.
Today, we have gathered here to show the South African government, the World Bank, and all the governments from all over the world that the people want a decision on climate change and they want it now. Climate change is killing us. Climate change is for real. And we want them to stop all this corporatization about climate change. We want the governments of developing nations to fight for adaptation. And we want the governments from the first world countries to provide the relevant finances for mitigation and stop corporatization all over. We're saying to South African government, all African governments and developing countries, that they must push for a decision that will benefit the people. They must push for a decision that will see a direct impact in reducing the adverse impact of climate change. As we have seen an increase in the coal mining industry and the financing thereof since 2005, and we, as a result, experience a huge increase in greenhouse gas emissions. So our health is being compromised. Energy is costing a high amount, because now the money that they borrow will have to be repaid by the residents of this country. So people are losing directly in terms of their health and the money they have to use in terms of accessing the energy.
Nimo Base, Chair of Friends of the Earth International, spoke before the demonstrators at the march.
What a great day it has been, marching as one, as peoples of the world, through the streets of Durban. I believe, on behalf of the social movements and the peoples of Africa, that we need to send a very strong and direct message to the conference that this is not a time to end up with an empty agreement that locks in pollution and allows polluters to continue for 10 years without any action. The people of Africa would not accept that Africa, which is already the most impacted, the most vulnerable continent in the world, is allowed to continue to suffer from the impact of global warming without any serious action to halt the pollution that has been going on. We will not accept a continuation of pollution. We will not accept a hollow Durban mandate. We want legally binding emissions reduction at a level, in the language of the COP, ambitious. We don't want, as usual, business as usual. We don't want Africa to be cooked. We don't want Africa to be roasted. We don't want Africa to be burnt. We demand, we the people of Africa, demand that our leaders should hear us. We thank the COP president for coming out to speak with us, to hear us, and we ask, madam, that you really hear us, the people. Our people are dying. Climate change is not a thing for carbon speculators to profit from. It is, this indeed is a crime scene. Africa is a crime scene. And we want the crime to be stopped and climate criminals be brought to book.
You are listening to Real World News.